The liturgy for Palm Sunday is probably the longest liturgy we have all year. But it's probably the most dramatic liturgy we have all year. We start trying to go through actually the entire span of Holy Week. It starts, of course, with the triumphal entry, the blessing of the palms, the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, coming in, being hailed as King of the Jews, coming in and being hailed as, in a sense, the Son of David, coming in and being worshipped and followed. The week goes on, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we pick it up on Thursday when, once again, Jesus is with his disciples in the upper room, and what's taking place? None other than the Last Supper. And there he is in the Last Supper, where he shares a meal with them, but he's also betrayed. He prophesies to Peter that he will deny him three times when Peter says, "I'll never deny you." And yet, Peter, like all of us, deny him. And then it comes to where Jesus is arrested. He's arrested and taken away, and he is abused. He's scourged, and then finally he's crucified. He goes from a high point of life, the triumphal entry, into a place of death. A place of death. What's death like for you and for me? What's it like? You know, in the job that I have, I experience death all the time because I've got to be with people who go on to be with the Lord ahead of me. This past Monday, I had the experience of having to be with a very special person in my life that actually died. He was a four-legged friend. His name was Kona. 16 years old. He had been my son's dog. Actually, my son had got him out of not just 1 pound, but 2 pounds, because they kept on moving around because he was the next one up to be put down, because if they couldn't find a home. Kona was a Boucher hound. A Boucher hound, a German dog that was a hunting dog bred for that. He was an incredible dog, six-toed and as agile as a cat, about 50 to 60 pounds, and just one of the sweetest dogs going. That dog was there for my son in his freshman year in college and all through college, and trust me, it took a long time to get my son through college. But he was there for my son in ways that actually his mom and I couldn't be. That dog was there for him to comfort him when things weren't going so well and to celebrate with him when things were going well. That dog was there to follow him and be with him, to lift up his spirits, and to actually just cuddle in with him. That dog was there for him. Any of you who have ever had a dog know exactly what I'm talking about. That dog was there every step of the way. You know, it's interesting because I really believe that when Ian used to call Kona to come to him, Kona would always come to him as fast as a whip. But when Kona called him to come and let him back into the house after he'd let him out, probably he had to wait quite a bit of time. Isn't it funny how so often, you know, those people that we love so much, we keep them waiting more than they keep us waiting? Today, we celebrate the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. A God who says, "I love you. I love you." And I don't mean just I love you. I mean I'm in love with you. I have a passion for you. I hope you hear it, not just up here. Because if you ever get attached to somebody the way my son was attached to that dog, you know you don't hear it up here, you hear it down here. And that's what the faith is really all about. Not hearing anything up here. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's who you know in that intimate way. And that Lord that we have that died for us on the cross, that Lord that we know that suffered for us, that Lord that we know that became like us so we could become like him, walked this earth and we have the chance to walk with him and to follow him. The question is, when he calls us, will we come as fast as he comes to us when we call upon him. The Lord is always there for you and me. The Lord never abandons us in any time or trouble. The Lord is there, not necessarily to always make it the way we want it to be, but rather to comfort us as we walk through it. But he calls us to follow him, to be with him, to trust in him, to love him. As you come to the Eucharist this day, I pray that you come trusting in the Lord, knowing the Lord, growing in the Lord, and following the Lord like never before. But not up here, down here. That 18 inches is the longest journey of our life. I pray that you move through those 18 inches this day in a new and dynamic way. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please bend the knee of your heart in prayer.